From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a quieter New Year's in store for Brussels. Brussels mayor has canceled the Belgian capital's annual New Year's Eve celebration because of a terrorist threat. He said it would not be possible to screen the tens of thousands of people who were expected to turn out. Belgian police arrested two people earlier this week suspected of plotting a New Year's Eve terrorist attack. Meanwhile, Turkey has detained two suspected Islamic State members believed to be planning suicide attacks on New Year's celebrations in Ankara. U.S. military officials say Iran test-fired missiles Saturday that passed within 1,500 meters of the American aircraft carrier, the USS Harry S. Truman. The carrier was passing through international shipping lanes in the Strait of Hormuz. There were several other vessels in the area. Iraqi military officials say Sunni tribal fighters are helping hold territory in Ramadi. Small pockets of resistance remain in the city after Iraqi forces recaptured the main government complex. Resistance is apparently heavier than first anticipated. Voters went to the polls in the Central African Republic Wednesday.
Now, today, you can see everybody is so excited because we need change in our country. So the situation whereby Central African Republic came today to install our new president. So we need changes in our country.
Long lines of voters turned out in the capital, Bangui. Although some polling stations opened late, there were no reports of violence or major irregularities. Security was high for the presidential and legislative elections, which were delayed from Sunday due to logistical difficulties. This is VOA News.